Welcome to the Better Brave podcast, where you get to hear unique stories from guests like you who choose to live bravely outside of their comfort zones. I'm Candace Dudley, your host, former teacher turned online business mentor and podcaster. This podcast is for you if you're committed to living life on purpose, no more following the rules of society. Go hit the follow button if you haven't yet and tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. One topic that I've been getting a lot lately is taking leaps and how to navigate those. And if I fast forward through my life, through college, through basketball, being a firstborn and first to move out and getting married and some of those major life leaps that we typically take birthing humans, and I go all the way to my entrepreneurship journey, it brings me to my very, very first taste of it, which was my Beachbody coaching days. I can still remember that first post and I remember taking that leap. And at the time, that leap was huge. It was huge for me. I think that's an important distinction because we can sometimes think that's not that big of a deal for someone else, or we can compare, and that comparison doesn't really matter. What matters is how it feels to you. And to me, in those first moments deciding to make my first social media post, I was terrified. I remember telling my coach that it was too random. How could I possibly just post something on social media? I had never shared on social media other than some random far and few between pictures of my children. I said, I can't possibly do that. What will people think? I remember telling her also that I think I could be really good at this, but I wish I didn't have to tell anyone that I was doing it. And I had a ton of excuses like that. It seems really simple and silly now to think about that excuse, but that excuse was so big in my head. And I don't even remember what she told me other than that she said, yeah, you are just going to post. It's going to be random and you're just going to share it and you're going to do it. Because otherwise we're just going to sit in this limbo of not doing it and wishing we were. So pick one or the other. Sit in the limbo or don't. What you're going to do to get out of it is to make one post on social media and then do one more thing the next day and the next day and the next day. When you have that big list of excuses before you're ready to take that leap, when you want to, I knew I wanted to. I was scared though. I worried what people I worked with would think. I wished or thought, what if I could find a way where people I worked with or my family wouldn't know it's me? What ultimately happens when you're taking a leap and you're in that limbo is that you have this huge list of excuses, but you need to find one reason why you should and hold on to that. The other thing that helped me a lot was to turn it around and think less about myself and more about my service. What I was wanting to do was to help other moms who were postpartum like me, who possibly like me had gained 50 pounds with every pregnancy, who were at home on the maternity leave, knowing that all they ever wanted to be and do was to become a mother. And now that you have that, you're finding it hard to enjoy and your mindset sucks. You're lonely and all these things that I felt like no one had talked about and shared, at least not in my world. Then I joined this community privately for my own sake, and it helped me regain myself, my light, my fire, my purpose, me as a person, 3 times in a row for every pregnancy, because I was pregnant for basically 3 straight years. So thinking more about the woman that I wanted to help made it easier. When I think about it now, it's selfish to be thinking about, what am I going to feel like? How can I do this? What are people going to think of me? It's selfless to think about, all I have to do is post on social media and I could possibly help one other mother who is feeling like me. That became one reason that I hung on to of why I could start doing this. And the other thing, honestly, and I don't know if I tell the story enough, but I had a moment when baby Millie was a baby and I had this flash forward moment. I could see my daughters coming home from school and them saying that someone told them they couldn't do something or they have all these excuses of, I can't do it, I'm not good enough. And I knew exactly what I would tell them. And I would, with every fiber of my body, I would let them know how false and wrong that was. That flash forward moment was my one reason that I clung to, because how could I give them that kind of pep talk in the future if I was letting posting on social media or whatever that thing was for you is holding you from your big leap? And I'm saying big because that was big to me, but it doesn't feel big now, but in that time it was huge. And so yours could be small. It could be like posting on social media, whatever it is. You have to find the one or two reasons why it's possible for you to move forward and why you could and should move forward, and stop focusing on the list of reasons why you can't. The other thing that you're going to hold on to in the background and keep going and start if you haven't started is personal development. You're going to start reading or listening to a book or a podcast for 10 minutes a day. That's it. You don't need to spend hours. 10 minutes, you can find it. Throw some headphones in, turn it on when you're in the shower, when you're driving, when you're folding laundry. Get 10 minutes of personal development in, meaning listen to a podcast, listen to or read a book about bettering shifting your mindset, about moving through your money blocks, okay? And I'll link a list of my recommendations in the show notes. That has to go on in the background, especially when you're navigating taking jumps and leaps. Another leap for me was February 2019. I had just started for the last few months doing my Beachbody coaching, and now my coach was hosting an overnight retreat. I had never been to an overnight retreat. I literally didn't know these women that were going, other than kind of sort of knew them through social media. I hadn't met them in person. That was another thing that maybe seems small to someone else, but for me was massive. I had never really left my children, especially not overnight. I had these stories that I had decided for myself that good mothers never left their kids and that they were just selfless and they just didn't do it no matter what. This was wildly outside of my comfort zone. The lesson in this one is you ride the wave of inspiration whenever it comes. Do not let that inspo moment pass you by. Ride that wave. And that's when I booked the ticket. It was just a random night. I'd already seen it before. I'd passed it up and I saw it again and I submitted it because I was just riding the wave of inspiration and allowing myself to be in the room. Because when you do that, it's pretty magical. It's hard to explain if you haven't ever allowed yourself to be in the room. But what I can tell you is that I followed my gut and I trusted myself. And that's what you need to do when you are taking a leap of any size, is to trust yourself even when you don't know why you need to be there. To trust yourself even though you don't understand the pull that you had to be there. Because being in the room, like I said, is magical. The only real thing I can say is that I was in a room all of a sudden and every single person there believed in me and believed that what I was doing and what I was putting out on social media and the coaching that I was doing and the groups that I was hosting, they believed that they mattered and they believed that I would succeed and I believed that they would too. And it was so surreal that, honest to goodness, I'm not a crier, or I used to not be. I feel like I just told my dad, because he always, as he got older, we joked that he got a little softer and would maybe start tearing up. And he would always say that, I think there's dust in my eye. And so I told him the other week, yeah, it's almost like, Dad, when I get older, there's just like a lot more dust in the air. But crying for me at that point in my life, honestly, I had three babies with no medicine of any kind, all natural, and I didn't cry. So that gives you any indication that I wasn't a crier. When I was in this room at this overnight retreat, we had speakers and different things, and it wasn't so much anything that they were saying. It's just that being in a space like that, where the belief in you was so strong from every single person, and that there's just not a space like that in your world, in your life, ever, that has this authentic belief in you, in the actual authentic person and human that you are being and trying to become. That was really overwhelming. And the tears just flew out of my eyes and they just kept pouring out. And I just kept saying, I don't even know why I'm crying. I'm fine. I'm not even sure why I'm crying. And I look back now and I just know how profound it was to feel that much belief in myself from an entire room of women that only knew me from the internet. It's also a good time to point out that there are all different sizes of leaps. And maybe these seem small or maybe they seem big to you, like I mentioned, but the size doesn't matter. It's the lessons we're learning along the way, which is what I'm trying to highlight here. To ride the wave of inspiration, right? To find the one reason why out of all the reasons why not, and hold on to those. So another leap in my life was going to Arizona, getting on a plane, a trip that I had earned throughout my network marketing coaching days, and going to a different state with women that I knew, but I didn't see in person a lot. The lesson from that trip and from that leap was that it's important to let yourself be you. What I mean by that was I got to be me during those few days, and not the me that was a mom and a teacher and a wife, but I just got to be me. We don't give ourselves that chance enough. Like I said, I used to think that I shouldn't, or that it was bad of me to spend time away from my kids. But another lesson in these leaps is that I learned when I did spend bits of time away from them here and there, and I'm still not gone from them much, but there are times where you need to let yourself go and be you, because when I would come home, I found myself so much more grateful for them, so much more patience that I had to deal with the ups and downs of having young kids. Another leap in my life that was major, 2 years ago, I left the classroom. I left teaching. And I still feel like I'm leaping over this on repeat, honestly. The very first parts of that were pivoting my businesses. There was furniture flipping in there. Then there was just different pivots along the way, doing this and not doing this. And then there was healing. There was therapy. And there was learning and unlearning so many things. And I'm still not done learning from this yet. But what I can share from this this leap is that you do get to choose different, even if you're the first in your inner circle or your family to ever do it, and that you have the right to protect your ideas, projects, and energy from people who don't get it. No matter how close those people are to you, you have the right to protect that because it's yours. It is also your job to find the people that do get it and invest in that or create it or put yourself in that room, because this is your lifeline. If you are into entrepreneurship or you want to be into entrepreneurship, this is absolutely your lifeline. So whatever size leap you've been waiting on, this is your sign. Take it as your sign that you don't need to know why. You'll learn that later on. So take your leap, no matter the size of it. Hey, thanks for being here. I love being able to highlight entrepreneurial journeys because no two are the same. To grab my free sales page planner or to book a discovery call with me, head to the show notes. Finally, please leave a quick review so I can continue this work. See you next week.